Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour for Tuesday, the 26th of July. The Papal Nuncio to Ireland has been recalled to the Vatican. Archbishop Giuseppe Lianza is returning to Rome following the publication last week of the government-commissioned report into clerical sex abuse in the Diocese of Cloyne, which has provoked fury. In a statement, the Vatican said Archbishop Lianza had been recalled for consultations about the report, and in particular, the reactions that have followed. In the report, the Holy See was criticised for failing to support child safeguarding guidelines requiring the mandatory reporting of alleged sex abuse offences to the police. Prime Minister Enda Kenny also criticised the Vatican in Parliament last week, condemning them for undermining the child protection guidelines of the Irish state and for elitism and narcissism. The president of the Bishops' Conference of Spain, Cardinal Antonio Maria Rucco Varela, has said that Spain and Europe are suffering from a crisis of young people because of the country's low birth rate. The Cardinal, who is the Archbishop of Madrid, said the percentage of the population under the age of 22 is low, and one of the reasons why there are few vocations, not only in the church, but in many other areas. Cardinal Rucco spoke during a summer seminar on the impact of World Youth Day 2011 on youth ministry at the Juan Carlos University in Aranjuez. Cardinal Rucco recalled that it was John Paul II who launched World Youth Day to reach out to young people. He came at a time in history, he said, when young people needed answers and guidance, and with his very unique charism, he invited them to speak about Christ in fullness. He said the history of the event has entailed a pilgrimage of searching for Christ and has led to the emergence of a young generation that lives the faith and has a very cordial relationship with the Pope and the Church. The head of the Catholic Church in Belarus, who survived 10 years in a Soviet labor camp, died last week at age 96 and has been buried in Minsk at a ceremony attended by church and state representatives. Estonian-born Cardinal Kazimierz Swiatek, who was a priest for 72 years, was sentenced to death twice during the Second World War under his country's Soviet and Nazi occupiers and endured 10 years in a gulag in Siberia. He became head of the revived Belarus Church when the Republic became independent in 1991. In a rare gesture, the head of Belarus's Orthodox Church also paid tribute to him. Catholics in Wenzhou are helping to provide counselling and aid to survivors of China's worst train disaster since 2008. On Saturday night, a bullet train slammed into another express that had lost power after a lightning strike. The impact of the crash sent four carriages over the edge of a viaduct, crashing to the ground below, and derailed two others. The accident on the outskirts of Wenzhou City in the Zhejiang province has so far killed 36 people and injured 210 others. Father Ma Jiangxi of Wenzhou said that a nun and several laypeople had gone to Wenzhou hospitals yesterday afternoon to console victims and pray for them. Two nuns who helped in the aftermath of the Sichuan earthquake in 2008 flew in today to offer professional counselling. In the same diocese, Coadjutor Bishop Peter Xiao Zumin, who manages the underground community, expressed his profound sadness at the accident and said he has instructed all parishes to pray for the victims. In 2008, an express train bound for the eastern city of Qingdao from Beijing derailed and collided with another train, killing 72 people and injuring more than 400. Over recent weeks, the Holy Father has offered some brief but insightful advice about how to live one's summer holiday. His advice includes taking time to renew our relationships with others and God, to carry scriptures with us, to consider the beauty of nature, to discover monuments of the past, especially abbeys and monasteries, and generally to enjoy friendship, reading, nature, and culture. And that's it for today's update. Thanks for listening. I'll see you again tomorrow. Remember, my email is therushhour@credio.org.au. God bless.